a good time. Who attend special meetings like this is not to have a good time. Not just to have a good time. But we live with mandates. We live with instructions. Hallelujah. So till I see you next CRC in October. Right? It's October, right? Till I see you next CRC in October. We have mandates. Hallelujah. Go with the Lord. Go with the Lord. Amen. As we get to what we've been talking about and what we've been doing, go with the Lord. Go with the Lord. Matthew 28. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority have been given to me, in heaven and on earth. Go therefore, make disciples of every nation. Say, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Say, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And no one with you always, even to the end of the age. Go with God. Even to the end of the age. So, we say Jesus asked us to raise disciples, right? Disciples. And we said that can only be done in the local assembly through the teaching of the word. Glory to God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, through the teaching of the word. 2 Timothy 3:15. Look at what Paul says. Paul says, and from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures. From childhood, you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. It says, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All Scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. The word doctrine there is the word teaching, explanation, didaskalia in the Greek. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for explanation. Hallelujah. Remember, where do we have the teaching of the word? In the church, right? Where disciples are raised, right? So he said, Scriptures, and where are we teaching from? The Scriptures. The all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine here means explanation, teaching, didaskalia. It says, for explanation, for doctrine. It now says, for reproof. For reproof. Meaning, the teaching of the word will bring about reproof. Hallelujah. What is reproof? That is the word that means evidence. Evidence. You have it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The evidence, that's what evidence. Hallelujah, evidence. Back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It is given for reproof, for correction. That's the word epatinosis. Hallelujah, for correction. That's the word to straighten. Hallelujah, to straighten. To put it back in order. To straighten. Hallelujah. So, may from the teaching of the word, we have corrections. Corrections. Hallelujah. Corrections. We are corrected. Hallelujah. We are corrected. Glory to God. For corrections. It now says for instruction in righteousness. Meaning the end point of the teaching of the word is to bring about instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. Paideia and diakosune. Hallelujah. Instructions in righteousness. So that word paideia, when is used for how a father trains his child. Use of father and child relationship. Ephesians 6:4. Hallelujah. Speaking to parents, he said, train up your child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Hebrews 12:5. Hallelujah. Testing how a father corrects the child. Forward for growth. Glory to God. So the teaching of the word brings about spiritual growth. But in bringing about spiritual growth, which is the end point,
you will have correction. You will have corrections. You will have what? You will have reproof. In chapter 4, verse 1 of 2 Timothy, chapter 2. Chapter 4, verse 1 of 2 Timothy. It says, I charge you therefore before God and man, who shall judge the living and the dead, as is appearing in his kingdom. No one will look at this lesson. Hallelujah. As is appearing in his kingdom. That appearing there is the resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It has said in verse 2, it has said, preach the word. Hallelujah. Preach the word. It's telling the pastor. It's telling Timothy. He says, Timothy should preach the word. In season and out of season. It has said, convince. That means, in the preaching of the word, you have conviction to convince. It has said, rebuke. Exhort with all long suffering and teaching. It says, rebuke. Meaning, the teaching of the word carries with it rebuke. Rebuke to absence. Rebuke to, you have rebuke. Let me copy what a pastor friend of mine said one time. He said, if the scriptures that teaches you cannot rebuke you, then you are not being taught. Hallelujah. If the scriptures that you say you learn from, because in learning you receive rebuke, in learning you receive correction, in learning you receive what? Instruction. Hallelujah. And where will you get this? In the local church. Hallelujah. In the local church. So the local church is where we are taught, where we receive rebuke, we receive correction. All is a spiritual good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So therefore, the local church is God's plan for the earth. It's God's plan for the earth. It's God's plan for the earth. The gathering of believers is how God, is how you will achieve, or is how God will fill the earth through the local church. So it's God's plan. For the earth. How the earth will be covered is through the local church. So therefore, as believers, we must therefore take the gathering of believers serious. Serious. In Hebrews chapter 10, we received an admonition in verse 24 to 25. Let us consider one another to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have received an instruction from scriptures to what? To take serious the gathering of believers. Take it serious. Place premium on the gathering of believers. You know, I used to say something years back. I said, if Satan wants to deal with a Christian, you make the Christian go away from his pastor. Hallelujah. But I want to actually rephrase, paraphrase that word. You know, it's not just from his pastor. He takes the believer out of the gathering of saints. Yeah. Hallelujah. No one ever gets infected. I have not seen anyone who is infected in ministry outside the local church. No. You will lose the fire. Are you following me? We receive the fire for the work. But you know, you can also kill that fire. You can also quench that fire. Hallelujah. Paul told the church in Thessalonica, he said, quench not the spirit fire. If Paul would say, quench not the spirit fire, that means you have the capacity to quench it. Hallelujah. You have the capacity to quench it. Hallelujah. He would tell Timothy, he says, stir up the gift of God that is within you, that was communicated to you via the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means with what you've received today, that brings about all what we've been teaching,
you know, you can let it go easily.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You can let it go. And how can you? When you begin to neglect. The Bible says, the writer of Hebrews says, not forsaking. That word not forsaking is the word that means to treat lightly. You begin to despise the gathering of believers. You begin to take it lightly. You begin to treat it as nothing, as common.
Hallelujah. Go to church.
Yeah. I beg you. I'll go next week.
Hallelujah.
You are losing the power. You are losing the power. Hallelujah. You are losing the power. I told a friend of mine a time ago, and I said, see, if the way you are going, you are losing the fight. The guy said, no, I'm waiting on the Lord for me. He said, no, what man? We what men, we know how to cook it well. I said, no, wait on the Lord for ministry. No. You know, ministry, Jesus went for 40 days. He went away from people for 40 days just to His own is not 40 days. He's now, he has entered sabbatical. It's funny, but it's not. It's a serious matter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the start point is when you begin to neglect the gathering of believers. When you begin to neglect the gathering of believers and start neglecting, you know, when you neglect the gathering of believers, you're automatically neglecting the teaching of the word. You are neglecting what? You are forsaking the teaching of the word. You are forsaking rebuke. You are forsaking correction. Then who are you? There is no less person. Hallelujah. How do you know you are neglecting the assemblage of believers? You are forsaking it. When you don't attend meetings. We don't see you on Sunday. We don't see you for prayer meeting. We don't see you for evangelism. We are going out for evangelism. We don't see you for teaching meetings. Hallelujah. We don't even see you yourself. You were handed over to a cell group. And we don't see you again. Hallelujah. I just throw you anytime you feel like. Just like Nigerian Nepal. Hallelujah. Just come in and go. Come in and go. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As believers, we are kept under authority. Glory to God. Glory to God. We say you can lose this fight. You can. By neglecting the assemblage of believers. Amen. Amen. How do you know you are neglecting it? Punctuality. That's what we're talking about. Punctuality. Punctuality. Punctuality also goes into when, at what time do you arrive for meeting? It goes into it. You stroll into meeting. It shows you are neglecting it. Very soon, from coming, this is how it starts. First of all, you were coming very early. You don't start coming because of prayer time. Not okay. I will come after prayer is over. You come when they are worshiping. Kudos. I start tap walking. You now enter. Like that, it did not increase to when you come when pastor is preaching. Now it's true. See, you are already acting out the fact that watch people that do that. After a while you will see them. You are gradually, you do not become when they are sharing grace. Hallelujah. When they are reading announcements, they are not throwing it. Don't worry. Very soon we'll meet you on the road. Where are you going to?
Don't worry, sir. Actually.
Because you can't say you are coming for me, actually. Hallelujah. You are neglecting it. Hallelujah. Punctuality. Go into punctuality. You have to be around very early. Join those who are arranging the place. Hallelujah. There are people who come where you are sitting, you that came late. There are people who come here to arrange hours before you are here. And they still go back. Go to bring people that they are inviting and then come back to church. And they are here early. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Neglecting the assembly of your people.
believer. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Something else you need to see. Who is your company? Who do you have as friends? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. It says, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupt good manners. Corrupt good motive. Corrupt good manners. Good habits. Evil communication corrupt good manners. You've got to ask yourself, who is my company? Who do I spend most of the time with? What do I spend most of my time doing? How do you manage your time? Hallelujah. See, what you allow in, who you have, see, man is a product of influence. Hope you know that. Man is a product of influence. Everything you are today is because you saw somebody do it. They know, I'm not the photocopy, like some people were saying yesterday. I'm not the photocopy of any man. I'm not a photocopy of any man. I don't know. Even that word, I'm not a photocopy of any man, is a copy. You heard it from somewhere. Hallelujah, you are saying it. So man is a product of influence. That is even an influence. Hallelujah. Amen. So no, I have a mind of my own. Because you heard it from somebody. That person has influenced you. Hallelujah. So man is a product of influence. So the things you allow around you will later get into you. The things you allow around you. The things you allow around you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Judas was following Jesus, but he had company with who? With the Pharisees. He had company with the wrong guys. And they got to him. Hallelujah. They influenced him. Glory to God. Who do you have as friends? Who do you have as company? See, your friend goes beyond who you see and talk to physically. Also goes to who you chat with. Hallelujah. You know, the world is a global village. So, mind where you go to. Mind what you're listening to. Mind what you're listening to. Hallelujah. Man is a product of influence. Your friends will tell whether you will keep, whether we will see you by next year. Who you have as company? Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Acts of Apostles chapter 5, the apostles were flocked, they were changed. Hallelujah. They didn't go to Beer Palace. No. They didn't stop at the joints to eat fried fish. Yeah, this is a fisherman. Let's just fry some fish. No. What did they do? Bible said they went back to their company. Sorry, Acts 4. They went back to their company. They were threatened. They went back to their company. And what did they do in their company? They prayed. From verse 29. I mean from verse 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. They prayed. In verse 31, after when they were done praying, they spoke the word of God with boldness. That is the kind of friends you should. Let your friends come from your local church. I keep telling people that. See, you are, let you choose the right kind of friends. Hallelujah. Who do you know? Who is your good friend? Your friend is the one that you pray together. That tell you, let's pray together. Your friend is not the one. See, if you have friends that go in there, I understand. Let's go and watch a movie. Let's go to Genesis Cinema. Let's take a popcorn. Let's do this. You've got a bad friend. Hallelujah. Let's go to Silver Bed. Every time, let's go to Silver Bed. Let us retire. Let's go to nightclub. Yes, now. You know, let's go to nightclub. Don't be bad. Let's go to nightclub. What kind of friends you have around you? What kind of friends you have around you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your friend is the one that says, let's pray together. There's an issue. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. They trusted them, they got to their company. And what did they do? They prayed. That is a prayer. They went out on evangelism together. Hallelujah. You didn't go to watch Nigeria versus Benin in the stadium. No. You didn't go to watch more. You didn't go to watch Man U. Hallelujah.
Don't worry. As now, man, you are playing.
Wrong place to go. Wrong place to be. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying what I'm saying. Tell us God. Amen. But we accept it. We are going to watch Chelsea.
Glory to God.
At least you are closer to the skies. You know?
The sky is blue.
Glory to God.
Your friend is the one that said, let's go pray together. Let's go worship the Lord together. Let's go do evangelism together. Hallelujah. That is the right kind of friend. Hallelujah. That's the right kind of friend. And you know, you choose your friends. Your friends come from your appetite. So you're going to watch your appetite. Hallelujah. Watch your appetite. Watch your appetite.
Glory to God. You want your appetite. Amen. You want your appetite.
Watch it. And how do you want your appetite? When I talk about appetite, you know, I'm not talking about food.
Calm down.
Hallelujah. What's your desire? Watch out for your desires. Watch out for the things you like doing the most. Some people, what they like doing the most is television, telemundo, Indian movie. To the point that your life now becomes a film trick. Hallelujah. Just watch movies. Watch your appetite. Hallelujah. So what if I have such appetite? I begin to change it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you begin to change that appetite in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, I pray much more. I keep the fire. Hallelujah. I keep the fire. I pray much more. Hallelujah. Have an attitude of prayer. I keep the fire. I pray much more. Glory to God. Those of us who pray 1 hour, it's time to step up the tree. Glory to God. Step up the tree. Glory to God. We keep the fire burning much more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16. He says, rejoice always. He says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For it is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophesying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, pray without ceasing. We receive instructions in scriptures to pray. Hallelujah. We pray. You keep the fire burning in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. You shape your desires in the place of prayer. Glory to God. My desires are shaped in the place of prayer. So I pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I pray. Come on. Some people that pray is, you know, some people, they want to pray. Say, oh Father, help me, 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 oh Father, help me. Nonsense! Pray! Pray! Oh Father, help me, oh Father, help me, put my hand on your head. Are you okay? Pray! Jesus, pray! Pray! Jesus told Peter, pray that you have fallen not into temptation. Hallelujah! Most of the people run into wrong friendship because of the lack of a prayer life. You fall into the hands of wrong friends because you don't have a prayer life. Oh, no, 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 no. Come over there, girl. That's why you also fell into my and fell into Afna. So the lack of prayer life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some are now confused Barcelona. Hallelujah. But pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have a prayer life.
I pray, I'm keeping the fire burning. You know, it's just like, you know, when you gather charcoal and you light the fire, you know, you need to keep fanning it. Hallelujah. For the fire to keep. Hallelujah. To keep burning. Hallelujah. So when I pray, I'm keeping the fire burning. Hallelujah. I keep the fire burning. A man who is losing it in ministry is a man who is not praying. Anytime you see anybody that is slugging shime shime, he's not praying. Hallelujah. The moment you begin to watch your friends, the moment your friends are changing, not too bad, you are not praying. Hallelujah. When you get to pray. Hallelujah. Pray. Hallelujah. So how do you pray? Praying always. Praying always. Ephesians 6. Praying always. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. Hallelujah. So you learn to pray always in the Spirit. Ephesians 6, 19. I mean 18. He said, praying always with the Spirit. In the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praying always. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14. He said, by praying in unknown tongues, my Spirit prays. My Spirit prays. So when I get out, set out to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. When I set out to pray in tongues, hallelujah, I'm praying in the Spirit. Always. Always. Ah, most times I don't have things to pray. Ah, take your tongues through. They don't call tongues through. Tongues through. Hallelujah. You just speak in tongues and you go around. Hallelujah. Early in the morning, they are jogging, you are tonguing. People are jogging. They are doing exercise. See the guy. Hallelujah. But I know how to do the right exercise. Oh, hallelujah. We are tonguing. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the move, Shariah. Hallelujah. You take the long tongues through. 1 hour, 2 hours, you are tonguing. Hallelujah. You keep the fire burning. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody see you. You take the tongues through. Hallelujah. But you only did tongues through once. And you left it. What you now have nine, you now 6 strokes. But sitting on the bed, oh, don't go through the loudest body. Look at your life. This is not your life outside, your life inside. It will show. Give it your time, it will show. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't know whenever I want to pray, I just said I sleep and wake up. I was just in my bed. Sir, is this temptation? Talking outside. When you used to fall asleep on the bed, were you sleeping and praying? No, I knelt down and it's not kneeling. Yes, ma'am. Stop kneeling. Stand standing there. But kneeling is better. Okay, standing. Stand and pray. Pray, standing, pray. That is where you know you are serious. I said, you know you're not serious. That's why you're sleeping. I bet you tomorrow night you pray again to sleep. You're not gonna pray, I want to pray. Oh, Father, don't you should fast and pray out there for desire. Your desire. I want to have a desire. Oh, now I got to then hand you that. You are not serious. If you're serious that I pray now, you now say, oh, as I was praying, I was in the Spirit. And I woke up and for you to fast slap. Stand up, you know, you still don't play a stand up. That's why we're going to stand up. Stand up, you still don't play a stand up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sir, okay, most of people are talented sleepers. They can stand and sleep. I don't want to call anybody sleep, but they can stand and sleep. You think they are brave, but you don't think they are innocent. The song is played, you are the one of all of us. Where we go? They will stand like that for 30 minutes. That is okay. No, man, don't worry. Sir, what should I do? Open your eyes and pray. The Bible says, what?
and pray. What? Open your eyes and pray. No angel will choose it. Watch and pray. Hallelujah! No sleeping in our tongues.
We'll pray.
Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! They say pray, you are singing. Awesome Lord! Come on, pray, John!
Hallelujah! Glory to God! Amen.
You are praying.
Let's pray. God be with you. Let's pray.
Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you. God bless
you. You know, people come. They come up with Jesus.
I went for. I was there to keep on that. I went for the thing. I went to say, oh,
you might. I went to call you. So. If I call the place, some people here will know the first day. Hallelujah. We are praying. How many hours the first day? Okay, WCC. We're going to pray 26 hours. Abi, we're going to pray 26 hours straight, not stopping.
And we're going to be standing 26 hours to pray.
Me, I know it's 26 hours.
And I'm a pastor. So,
you know, don't get a prayer.
You reserve your strength like the Kenyans. It's marathon. Hallelujah.
Right.
I just saw a sister. You know who I'm talking about.
That night, you now make me look at me. I don't know the Holy Ghost. Oh, Baba, Shada, Baba, Bane, Baba. I just prayed. Hallelujah. After 2 hours, the whole place was quiet. Hallelujah. After a while, I saw the person on the floor. I said, whoa, glory to God. Majesty, glory to God. Amen. Next thing that I hear is, oh Lord my God, when I meet awesome wonders, because there ain't awesome wonders. Hallelujah. You pray, learn to pray. Hallelujah.
You keep the fire burning in the place of prayer. The place of prayer.
Hallelujah. 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 Never allow anyone despise you when you pray in tongues. Don't let anyone despise you. That you are praying too loud or praying too low. That's not the essence. Pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I remember one day, somebody came to me and said, sir, I gave the person Moses' response in Numbers 11 to Joseph. He said, sir, can you listen to that person's tongues? It's not sounding like right tongues. I said, are you the Holy Ghost? Are you the Holy Ghost? Listen to the tongues over, it sounded like fake tongues. You have spiritual sense, so you are not praying, that's why you are listening. When you pray,
How did they say you over shoe?
You, me the pastor, you have spiritual antenna more than my own. I got praying, because you are not praying, that's why you are hearing. If you are praying, you will not hear the person praying. Hallelujah.
Go to God. Have a consistent prayer life. Hallelujah.
Have a consistent prayer life. You keep the fire burning. Glory to God. Glory to God. And as we close, I want to say to you, make sure you keep the fire burning by staying in the fire. Hallelujah. What is the fire? The fire is in the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. So you stay in the fire. Meaning you stay preaching. Hallelujah. Never get discouraged. Never. 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 Keep a prayer life. Keep a study life. A constant study life. Constant study life. Hallelujah. Study the word of God. Be listening to messages. Stay in the fire. Stay in the fire means stay in doing everything. Hallelujah. Stay in the fire. Hallelujah. Go out on evangelism.
We are having evangelism.
Go out on evangelism. We are having teaching meetings on Saturdays and on Sundays. Make sure you are there. You are learning the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because in the next couple of weeks, not next week now, for upper week, what? For upper week, we will, for upper week, we'll communicate us from upper week. We will be having, Pastor, remind me again. Power out teaching. Hallelujah. We have been power out teaching. Hallelujah. We have been power out teaching. Where we minister to the sick, and then you get sick. Hallelujah. We have been power out teaching. We have been evangelism. Much more. Hallelujah. In the coming days, your pastor will communicate to you. Yourself, pastors will tell you. Hallelujah. You have been said, we are going to be joining. And in doing that, you are staying in the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can get to preach to someone who will send you away. Go. Go. And go. And they get out more. Hallelujah. But make sure you stay preaching. Never get discouraged. Some people, when they go out to preach and they talk to them anyhow, they just go home. No. You keep moving. Hallelujah. You keep pushing. Hallelujah. You keep preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't tell everybody will accept you. He said, if you get to a place to preach and you are not accepted, he said, go. Right? So then don't, for this man me, I'm not telling you to do that literally, hallelujah. Don't do it literally, that's stupidity, hallelujah. What you don't believe in, go fight. And what do you mean by that? Go, don't fight, just leave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Much more. I'm fired up. No excuses. I stay with the fire. I stay with the fire. Hallelujah. You know, we can all start giving excuses. We can. Nobody doesn't have an excuse. But you know, in as much as things are tight and hard. Hallelujah. In Nigeria economy. But yes, always create time. Have a time to study. Have a time to pray. Have a time to study. Have a time to pray. Hallelujah.
Say, I do have study time. I do have praying time. I have praying time, study time. I have time to preach. I take advantage of opportunities provided me by the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel. I don't allow such opportunities pass me by. I don't allow such opportunities pass me by. Pass me by. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know,
at times we laid on spiritual faculties are stirred up within us.
Glory to God.
Some of us, you know, we begin to flow your revelation gifts seamlessly. You know what I'm talking about? Revelation gifts. Hallelujah. We've been speaking about this for a while now. Oh, you're flowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seeing and knowing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Seeing and knowing. You know things by revelation.
And you know what to do there. Oh, glory to God. Never allow anyone to discourage you. Never allow anything to discourage you. Never walk in this honor. Keep a constant honor life. Honor for the walk, honor for the gathering, honor for pastors, honor for fellow believers. I have a honor life. I have a life full of honor. Let's be on our feet. Hallelujah. Just thank him for believers' conversion. I mean, I think believers' conversion.
thank him for CRC, Charismatic Renewal Conference, 2021. I'm collecting my ear. Hallelujah. Oh, just thank him. Thank him. Thank him for the days ahead. Oh, our days of glory. Glory for me, glory for me. Days of glory for me, days of glory for me, days of glory. Oh, days when I'm much more scared of what I'm trying to know. Days of glory. More men are saying, shoot me! Shoot me! Shoot me! More say, more lives are changed.